the Lord for life spared to this another broadcast time. You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast originating in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting that our broadcast service today will be a blessing to your spiritual life. We are opening our service with the mixed quartet singing for us, I Need Thee Every Hour. Told the disciples, without me, you can do nothing. So we do indeed need the Lord every hour. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege we have of coming to thee at this hour, knowing that your eyes are over the righteous and your ears are open unto our prayers. And you told us the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We pray for our precious congregation. Though unseen to us, we know that you see each and every one of them. You love them and you know their needs. And so we're praying that you'll bless this congregation today, bless this broadcast to each heart. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
My Lord and I have walked together. He takes my hand.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Prescription for Spiritual Health. And our text of scripture is 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. John expresses his concern for Gaius' physical well-being. Implied is the excellent status of his spiritual state. Spiritual vitality and strength are obtained only through effort, just like physical health requires an active approach to wellness. I'd like for you to consider with me on today's broadcast what is needed to maintain a good level of spiritual health. And first of all, is a strong immune system. Now, the word immune means, in part, A, exempt from or protected against something disagreeable or harmful, and B, not susceptible to some specified disease because of the presence of the specific antibiotics. Now, spirituality, how strong is our ability to withstand threats like temptation, false teaching, persecution, or worldliness? We must face the inevitable. Temptation and spiritual hardship are bound to come our way. And there's a lot of false teachings out there in the religious world that is leading people astray. And there is some persecution for standing for truth and for right. And there's a lot of things out there that could be classified as worldliness. And the devil has used worldliness again and again to wreck spiritual congregations. And that's why the Apostle John, in his first epistle, was that told us that we should not love the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So how strong is our ability to withstand the threats of temptation, false teachings, persecutions, worldliness? And we must face these things because we must live in this time world. Remember, Jesus prayed for his disciples, not that God would take them out of the world, but that he would keep them from the evil thereof. We don't live in a bubble, and we're certainly not called to go up in some mountain and live some secluded monastery somewhere. No, we are to live in this world, and we are to live free from the sinful and evil things of this world. And it takes a spiritual, healthy soul to be able to be an overcomer in the world in which we live today. We cannot live in a world of our own. We must live in this world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil thereof. Part of Jesus' prayer as recorded in John 17. Spiritually speaking, we need to build up our resistance. And one way that we can do this is to obey James chapter 4 and verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. First of all, we must submit ourselves to God, for we in ourselves do not have the power or strength to overcome that wicked one. And we might try in our own strength to resist him, but he will overcome us every time. So first of all, the Apostle James said, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. If we will submit ourselves to God, allow God to direct our path, He has promised to give us power over all the power of the enemy. And He said He would not leave us nor forsake us. They did not let us be tempted above that which we are able to bear. So with a strong immune system, we will be able to take heed lest we fall. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. So the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians 10 and 12. I am persuaded that one of the reasons why Peter denied Christ the night that Jesus was arrested was that he put too much confidence in self. The Lord had told him, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter would not accept what Jesus told him. He should have known that Jesus knew what he was talking about. But he said, no, I'm not like these others. I'm ready and I'm willing to die for you. But just as Jesus said, he denied the Lord three times. And so we are to take heed to ourselves. Do not put confidence in our own ability, but put our confidence and our trust in God. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. If we are strong or have a strong immune system, we will be able to live circumspectly. We read, see then that ye walk circumspectly, that is, careful to consider all related circumstances before acting, judging, deciding, and so forth. Not as fools, so Paul said, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. That's Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. And so we are to walk circumspectly. We are to be careful. We are to consider all related circumstances before acting and judging and deciding. Too many times mistakes have been made because we act too quickly without properly considering the circumstances and the situation. We will be able to withstand the wiles of the devil if we have a strong immune system. We are told by the Apostle Paul again in chapter 6 of Ephesians 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And beloved, the devil has a lot of wiles. He has a lot of ways to attack. He comes not only as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, but he also appears as an angel of light to deceive the very elect if possible. So Paul tells us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. If we do these things, then we will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We thrive only when spiritually active. I say we thrive only when we are spiritually active. There is the danger of becoming spiritually sluggish. We read in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So we are not to be spiritually lazy, and we're not to be spiritually inactive. To be able to overcome that wicked one, to have a strong immune system, we must be spiritually active. We have been redeemed to walk in good works. No, good works does not save us. But having been saved, we are to walk in good works. I say we have been redeemed to walk in good works. We read in Ephesians again, chapter 2 and verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And so we are to walk in good works. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Now each of us individually has a work to do. Yes, God places the members in the body as it pleaseth him. So we are told in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 18. The Lord places everyone in the body as it pleaseth him, and every one of us has a work to do. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. Again, 1 Corinthians 12 and 18. And Paul goes on to say that we are fitly joined together, and that every joint, that is every member, has a part to supply, so that we can edify and build up one another and build up the work of God. We do not exercise all the time. There is value in periodic solitude, where we can meditate, reflect, and rest. The apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, "Come you yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while." Mark chapter 6, verses 30 and 31. We also read in the scriptures how Jesus took the disciples and went north of Galilee into the area of the coast there, along the coast, and he endeavored to get some rest, but a certain woman found out that he was there, and she came asking him to heal her daughter. She was a Syrophoenician woman, a Gentile, and Jesus said, "I am only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she prevailed, and he told her, "You go home, your daughter is well." So though they went north of Galilee, there in the Tyrus area, to get some rest, I don't know how much rest he got. But my point is that Jesus was not against people getting some rest. It's good to get away from your daily routine and do other things. Now, spiritual rest doesn't mean doing nothing. It means doing something different that will refresh and restore your energy for the work that you are called to do. I've never preached against saints having or taking a vacation. What I endeavor to teach the people is, on your vacation, be a Christian. Don't do anything that is improper and not right for a Christian to do. But there's no sinful thing, there's nothing wrong about getting away from the regular routine and getting some rest. It's good for you. A healthy diet is very important. "We do not live by bread alone," Jesus said, "but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And Jesus said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me." Some people said, "Well, that's a hard saying." And they went away and they followed him no more. And Jesus turned to the disciples and said, "Will you go away also?" And quick-spoken Peter, and this time he really spoke the truth and a good thing. He said, "Where shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life." So Jesus said for us to eat his flesh, to drink his blood. In other words, take my teachings and live them out in your life. Don't live by bread alone. In other words, don't live by just part of the word of God. "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only," the Apostle James said. Now, according to Peter, we grow by desiring the sincere milk of the word. Yes, we grow by desiring the sincere milk of the Word. The Scriptures tell us, Jesus said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." We're talking today about a prescription for spiritual health. And so we need a good diet to be able to have spiritual health. We need sound doctrine. It's good food for the soul. The Apostle Paul, in his writings to the man Titus, said in Titus 2 that you should speak sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, and also the aged women be sober, and the aged women should teach the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children. And the Word of God teaches that husbands are to love their wives, even as Christ loved the church. So if we're going to have a real spiritual healthy soul, we need good sound doctrine to eat on. Now, junk food should be avoided. And when I speak of junk food today, I'm speaking of false doctrine. That will not help build up your soul. Rather, it will destroy your spiritual life. And the world is filled with false doctrine. Therefore, we need to watch and pray that we be not deceived. For Satan would deceive us, and he would lead us astray if we do not keep our eyes on the Lord and keep our spiritual ebb up. Now, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Those are the words of the Apostle Paul written to his co-worker Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 15 and 16. And notice what Paul said. Meditate upon these things. I just mentioned that a few moments ago, how we need to change, how we need to have time to meditate and to study and to build up our spiritual life. So Paul said, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself. Paul, in speaking to the elders of Ephesus, as recorded in Acts 20 and 28, said, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves, and unto all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." And here in his writings to Timothy, he says, "Take heed unto thyself, and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." The Apostle Paul said in his letter to Timothy, "In the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." And the reason why they departed from the faith was because they did not follow God's prescription for spiritual health. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these truths with this precious congregation today. We're trusting that wherever the broadcast is reaching, wherever there is a soul listening, we pray the Holy Spirit will convey the truth to their hearts, and the message will be a blessing to each one. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We do thank the Lord for those of you who let us hear from you and let us know that our broadcast is a blessing, and we would be thankful if others would take time to let us know. Now, our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA, Post Office Box 88. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you may join us in our services, Sunday morning service, 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6, and of course that's Eastern Time. Our services are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. You may also go to our webpage and read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, which is posted there. And you may listen to a number of our broadcasts if you've missed any, for we do have an archive there. We also have an archive of our church services, so you may listen to them other than at the time they are actually broadcast. So go to our webpage. You'll find a number of interesting things and helpful things there, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
God said it, and I believe it, and that's
God said it.